Blog Talk Radio.
Episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Yolanda Adams, My Favorite Thing.
Oh,
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And you happen to be one of my favorite people, too. You're one of my favorite things, yes. Good morning, great rising, and great awakening. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get ready and move into our higher mind presence, inviting the presence into this right now moment. We're moving from our mind into our hearts and allowing our heart to just take over. It's interesting. One of my favorite places to go in Hyde Park now is called the Messler, and they have beautiful art on the wall. And one of the art pieces of art that they have on the wall is a picture that says, feel with your mind and think with your heart. Feel with your mind and think with your heart. What a concept. Feel with your mind and think with your heart. And so as we invite the presence in, I want you to feel with your mind and think with your heart. And as we open our heart and cleanse our mind, cleanse our soul, and as we move into the space of silence, I want to say thank you. And I want you to release all that is in your space right now. Just move into a space of emptiness. I saw this advertiser for the book, you know, they have A Course in Miracles, but they have a new book called A Course in Love. And it says in there, you must forget the idea that you can create the new from the old. We must forget the idea that we can create the new from the old. Even when we say new wineskins, a lot of times people don't realize we can't put old wine in new wineskins. See, these have been the ways of creation in the thought system of the ego, ways that have brought much advancement to the forms you occupy without changing their nature in the slightest measure. All the effort of the ego has not brought an end to suffering or strife, nor made of this an illusion, a happy dream. It says you will create what will be through the extension of love. This is all, and so it is. You know, it's interesting to me that we always end up at the same crossword, and that crossword is to love. And so at this crossroad, and we have to choose love. And even when we did the Ho'oponopono, it said problems are replayed memories to give us one more chance to see in the eyes of love. So I want us to just move right into love. Love. And as we move into love, I want you to be conscious of the breath. As I remind you, there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And as we become more conscious of the breath, I want you to be still and remember to breathe. There's power in the breath, family. And sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I want you to remember to breathe by breathing in deeply through the nose. And I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm, being very conscious of the heart as you breathe in. Hold to the points of vibration. Hold to the count of eight. Then release the breath, becoming very still, and know that you are God. And so in this right now moment, as we call forth the presence of the Most High, as we bring in the energy of all the unseen presence, our ancestors, ascended masters, the angels, the archangels, master guides, and spirit guides. And as we take a moment to just give thanks for those who've walked this planet before, and as we speak their names in our hearts, and some with words, Anastasia McAdoo, Colette Grant. And as we honor the unknown ancestors, we move into our space as we become still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Come, Holy Spirit, as we move into a space of forgiveness and clearing and releasing. Thank you, God. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Please forgive me. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my Father, and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my father.
Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. And so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
on Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. The world is yours. The world.
And as we prepare our minds, moving ourselves into the consciousness of love. Calling forth the energy of our ancestors. And as we pray the prayer, Divine Mother, Father, Child as one. If I, my family, my relatives, or my ancestors, or am my ancestors, have offended you, if we offended your family, your relatives, and your ancestors in any thought, words, deeds, and actions, from the beginning of our creation to the person and to the present, we ask your forgiveness. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us forgive. Let us this cleanse and purify and release and cut all the negative memories, blocks, energies, and vibrations, and transmute these unwanted energies into pure light. And let it be done as we speak the word. We call forth our ancestors and all the unseen forces to purify, to cleanse, and release any memories, behaviors, and patterns in the cells, in every atom, every muscle fiber. And as we send love into our bodies today, we speak the words of the Ho'oponopono. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. And last time, I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And so it is. So it is. And so it is. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to dream and live your God-sized dream. I appreciate you, and I love you. Please keep shining, keep shining, keep shining. Because you are all that God is. This is Angela.
I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. Shall we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told them. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless your heart.